You slid this rod forward and backward?
Yes.
Which way did you go with it?
I do not recall. I marked it, I believe, on the actual cable. If it has not been changed on it, it will be marked on the cable still.
What does that mean? You made a scratch mark?
I made a metal mark on it.
Would that be the mark showing where it originally was?
Yes.
And you adjusted it a half inch forward and put...
I adjusted it where it was in the parked position, park in the transmission, and park on the selector on top.
How do you know that you're on park at the transmission? What tells you? What are the indicators that tell you you are in park at the transmission?
The indicator itself. The indicator that's a visual indicator on the console, on the selector. When I put it on the hoist before I made any adjustments, yes.
So, the first thing you do is you hoisted it up, you disassembled the nut at the slotted end rod, but before you do that, you make a mark where it was displaced?
Well, where it was when I observed it.
So, you make a scratch mark. Let me ask you this. Why don't you put a red mark where you made the scribe or the scratch mark?
Well, I can't. It's on the metal.
Well, if you want to go to view Z, you can see...
Well, I would have scribed... The best of my recollection, I scribed where the center of the bolt is coming through. I scribed it in the center before I moved the slotted end rod adjustment on the cable end.
And then you disassembled the nut, and you slide the slotted end rod forward or backward, but you're not sure which way, right?
I don't recall. No, that is, if you look at the diagram, the best of my knowledge, the only adjustment for the fuel cable itself, as you see right here on the diagram, for the actual cable adjustment, for the selector in the transmission, is the arm that's coming out of the transmission. That is what selects internally in the transmission.
What is that arm called?
This arm?
Yes.
Selector shift. That's what you would call that. That's a selector shift. The only adjustment, to my knowledge, is right there, as far as the cable from the linkage on the top console on the transmission.
So, is it the situation that you make your mark where it's originally set as you find it, then you disassemble the nut, slide the slotted end rod to or fro, and put the nut on?
You don't have to disassemble it. You loosen it up.
You then take that selector shift, put it all the way forward, put it in park, and then tighten up the set nut?
Yes, that's the proper procedure. You double-check it in the different gears, in neutral, make sure it starts in neutral, and make sure it's lined up properly.
Do you know where the neutral safety switch is located? It necessarily doesn't have to be on this diagram, just generally.
Traditionally, actually on this model, I'm not really sure. Most Fords are right at the selector shaft. Most Fords in general are at the selector shaft. I do not do as much hands-on as I used to do, but generally most Fords are on the selector shaft itself, right where the adjustment I made.
What's the function of the neutral safety switch?
It makes sure you do not start the car in park or in gear.
So, it's supposed to be able to start in park?
Or neutral.
When you brought the car back down, did you put all four wheels back on the ground, or did you leave some or all of the wheels off the ground?
I would have left it on the hoist.
So that the rear wheels weren't touching the ground?
I don't really recall. I believe I had somebody in the car assisting me, because you can't be in two places at once.
I was wondering if you had to drop the car down and do it yourself, or were you in the car while somebody...
I believe I had somebody in the car double-checking.
Did it take more than one adjustment, or did you do it in one shot?
One adjustment.
After you were all done, did you actually do the key turning, or did someone else do that?
I believe I did it.
Did you find that the vehicle, when it showed P at the selector lever, if it was, in fact, in park at the transmission?
Yes, after I adjusted it. All I can assume is for something on a year-old car to happen like that, it had to be some kind of forcing. I don't know. I've never seen it. Ford might have had problems years ago. I shouldn't bring it up.
That is back in the 70s?
Right, back in the 70s.
The situation we're talking about here, as far as you're aware of, has nothing to do with this particular vehicle.
Right, just personal experiences.
Do you have an opinion as to what can cause or did cause this vehicle to show P at the selector lever and not be in P at the transmission? You can say, I don't know. Don't feel you're compelled to give an answer if you don't have one. Give me your estimate.
Well, there's two possibilities as far as I'm concerned. Either somebody forced something because the vehicle... You do know that it was towed in the night before and left on my lot?
I didn't know it was towed in.
It was towed in by AAA Auto Service the night before. It was left on my lot. This tow truck driver could have forced it if he had problems with the selector because the keys were out of it and it locked up. The car does not lock up.
If everything is working right.
If everything is working right. I know you're going to counter-guess me on something.
That's okay. Answer it as best you can.
Because I cannot see where that came out of the adjustment.
When you were under the car, did you have any indication that it had slid?
There is no indication. It was tight and it was not loose.
Did you see any indication that the cable had been stretched or forced so that it was longer after somebody got done with it?
Usually if something like that happens, you're going to feel it in the stiffness of the cable after something has been stretched.
It gets stretched or looser?
Well, it can't bend because the cable is made out of steel, and they don't really flex.